Highlights of the week.
Hello and welcome to Highlights of the Week. I'm Ksenia Samardzija-Matul. Thank you for joining me. Let's start our quick review of major events that happened this week, and this time we'll begin with Slovenia. The Council of the New Slovenia stood behind party leader Matej Tonin after he had offered to resign over the June election result, with 51 members rejecting the resignation and only 9 accepting it. Tonin offered his resignation as the party failed to win 10% of the vote in the election as he had predicted.
Highlights of the week.
Slovenian mountaineering legend Andrej Štremfel was awarded the 2018 Golden Ice Axe for lifetime achievements, becoming the first Slovenian to receive what is considered the top accolade in climbing.
Highlights of the week.
A historic deal ending a decades-long dispute between neighbours Greece and Macedonia over the latter's name met with mixed reactions in both countries. Under the deal reached between the two countries' prime ministers on Tuesday, Macedonia will change its name to Republic of North Macedonia and will amend its constitution. Here is what one resident of Macedonia had to say.
In my opinion, it's okay. Both sides get something and lose something, and that's okay. If there is a referendum, I will vote for yes.
The Macedonian president has said he would try to block the deal, and in Greece, the opposition initiated a censor motion against the government.
Highlights of the week.
Italy escalated its standoff with France over migration, challenging Paris to take in more asylum seekers and demanding an apology after France accused the new Italian government of cynical, irresponsible behavior by refusing entry to a rescue ship with over 600 people on board. Spain on Monday announced it would allow the 629 migrants to dock at the port of Valencia, where they are expected on Sunday.
Highlights of the week.
And migrants were also the topic during the meeting of the leader of Austria and Germany's conservative interior minister. They said their countries would cooperate with Italy to tackle the problem of illegal migration. Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz said an axis of the willing between Rome, Vienna and Berlin makes sense because the countries form one of the main travel routes into Europe for migrants who have crossed the Mediterranean.
In diesem Fall ist das eine
In this case, it is a regional cooperation between Rome, Vienna and Berlin, which makes sense along the Mediterranean route. You know, migrants arriving in Italy usually make their way via the Brenner Mountain Pass to Austria. Those who don't ask for asylum in Austria move on to Germany, and that's why regional cooperation makes sense.
Ist da eine Zusammenarbeit auf regionaler Ebene durchaus sinnvoll?
Horst Seehofer has taken a tough line on immigration that puts him at odds with German Chancellor Angela Merkel.
Highlights of the week.
And back to Slovenia, the OECD proposed that Slovenia undertake a comprehensive tax reform in order to strengthen its resilience in the face of mounting demographic challenges.
Highlights of the week.
Oxfam Great Britain has been banned from operating in Haiti after its staff were accused of sexual misconduct following the 2010 earthquake. Haiti's decision follows a temporary suspension announced in February.
Highlights of the week.
The 2018 FIFA World Cup started in spectacular fashion as Russia recorded the biggest win by the host nation in the opening game of a World Cup since 1934 against Saudi Arabia with 5-0. Singer Robbie Williams performed during the colourful opening ceremony before the match, marking the start of a feast of football that will see 64 games. And it is now time for a short break before we move on with this week's top story, the Trump-Kim summit in Singapore. As Robbie Williams has performed during the opening ceremony of the FIFA World Cup in Russia, let's listen to him now here on Radio SI. Here he is with Let Me Entertain You.
Everything I used to be, you're my rock of empathy, my dear. So
Highlights of the week. Top story.
U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met at a summit in Singapore this week, pledging to work toward complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, while Washington committed to provide security guarantees for the country. The joint statement signed at the end of their historic summit gave few details on how either goal would be achieved, but Trump fleshed out some details at a news conference. Trump said he expected the denuclearization process to start very quickly.
I really believe, David, that it's going to go very quickly. I really believe that it's going to go fast. And it is a very substantial arsenal. There's no question about it.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said North Korea will not get any sanctions relief until it has demonstrated complete denuclearization. Pompeo was speaking at the news conference in Seoul with his South Korean and Japanese counterparts. The conference came days after the summit in Singapore. And that brings us to the end of today's show. Tune in again next week, same time, same place. Have a great week.
Highlights of the week.